thought is here, I was appreciate that the city opened up the finance committee meeting, and the city finance director mentioned value. Think about what the dollars are today. It'd be nice to know, to report back to the citizens what dollars have been extended so far, what is the value of the project as of today, or proposed what is permitted buildings completed, what is proposed south of Rawson, and what is the actual dollars extended, and what you're getting. And if you say, you know, the value has gone up, I've heard that multiple times, but that's projections. If you say, what is done, what are we getting? We're getting a senior living complex, potentially a very nice apartment building. But when you're talking about the incentives here, for reference, the city of Oak Creek authorized $18.9 million for a $50 million investment for IKEA. This project is much higher, and it puts a taxing on city services, which it can't get back until 2045 for proposed TID 7 and over 20 years for TID, the existing TID 5. I would again go back. If this is a great idea to put more money in it, why are we not looking at other parts of the city, and could we use this money elsewhere for better projects that go to what's on this little banner here that talks about the 70-30? I don't see 70-30 here. We're throwing an awful lot of money. You're getting deeper and deeper, and you have to make sure that you have some commitments here before you extend that money. You've done it consistently without that.
Thank you, Mr. Plata. Anyone else? Mr. Solansky, good evening.
Scott Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. What's frustrating to us, Mayor, is that people ask questions and the council looks at us and, like yourself, will say thank you and appreciate it. The problem we have is we'd like to get answers to those questions. On the agenda, there's, I think it's G2, there's going to be a presentation on the rock. And when I looked at the backup, there was just a blank page. As you know, or if you can remember, the last time I was up here, I asked about getting backup for the overruns. And, you know, where's the stuff behind it? Is it the city's fault? Is it the county's fault? Whose fault is it? Also, I don't understand Marisol contract and change orders and or directive. There's no definition. So my question is to you, when we get to number G2, will we be able to ask questions, or will we just not get our questions ever answered? Before you answer that, I also want to talk about G3, which will be the Ehlers presentation. And in there, I believe, if I'm reading it correctly, they're going to split TID 5 into two TIDs, 5 and 7. I'd like to know more about that, and if I have a question with the Ehlers report at that time, because they're the experts, I'd appreciate the ability to ask a question. In addition, it appears to me that the payment time frame for TID 5 or TID 7 has been increased to 2045, and that's it won't be until 2045 until the taxpayers see a benefit to their money. So these are questions we're asking. We appreciate when you say thank you, but we'd like to get them answered. So at G2 and at G3, will we have a chance to ask these questions to get an answer, or are you just going to say thank you?
That's a decision of the county council, whether they want to suspend the rules.
Will you bring up an option to suspend the rules for G2 and G3?
Well, the council's heard it now, so if they want to do it, they'll bring it up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay, see no one else rise or pull up. Ms. Shore, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Mayor Olson, I know you have a lot on your plate, but Joe Deal's position as secretary on the Corey meeting was vacated due to his heavy load in planning commission, leaving the committee without a secretary. We'd like you to appoint another secretary for the Corey committee on April 25th, and we will need a permanent appointed secretary for future meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. as I said before, we're not going to leave you high and dry. I just can't, I just don't have the people to staff it the way we've been staffed. So we'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Anyone else? Okay, now seeing no one else rise, I'll close the public comment period. Move on to item C is the approval of the regular meeting minutes of April 1st. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, organizational business. We typically always start with the election of the council president. Alderman Wilma.
I just wanted to ask the council members if there's any interest in waiting until John Nelson is back because of his health condition. And then I'm also...
Go ahead.
And I also would like to take out E4 separately when the time comes.
Can we postpone? Alderman Taylor, and then we'll get back.
I guess we'll wait for the answer. I recall you asked Mayor Taylor back in 2008 to wait for you to get back in town from, I think, Italy or something like that. And the mayor said no, but I think the answer was he could.
I wasn't here. Actually, it may have been H-E double hockey sticks, no.
No, I think we're going to move on.
And see, I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Let's talk.
Okay. I'll make a motion when one of you can answer.
Mr. Signature.
Wisconsin Statute Section 620.09, Subsection 8, Position of Mayor, Subsection B thereof, the council at its first meeting subsequent to the regular election and qualification of new members shall, after organization, choose from its members a president who, in the absence of the mayor, shall preside at meetings of the council, etc., etc.
So the answer is
now is the time.
All right. I make a motion for Mark D'Andrea.
I nominate Mike Barber.
Wait. Is there a second for Alderman D'Andrea?
Second.
Okay. Alderman Mayor.
I nominate Mike Barber.
Is there a second? Is there a second?
Can I second?
Sure.
I'll second.
Okay. Any other nominations? All right. Pleasure of the council. Secret ballot or voice vote?
Yes, Danny, I got some. Compliment St. Jerry.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. I believe it has to be done not by secret ballot. I believe it has to be done publicly. Did you get an opinion from the city attorney?
Wisconsin Statute Section 19.88, Subsection 1. Title of that statute is Balance Votes and Records. Unless otherwise specifically provided by statute, no secret ballot may be utilized to determine any election or other decision of a governmental body except the election of the officers of such body in any meeting. And then the League of Wisconsin Municipalities frequently asked question under open meetings law. It's FAQ number 16. With regard to that question about the secret ballots, the answer is with very limited exceptions, the answer is no. The open meeting law prohibits governmental bodies from using secret ballots to determine any election or other decision of the body unless such use is specifically authorized by statute. Wisconsin Statute Section 19.88 Sub 1. Section 1988 Sub 1 specifically allows a governmental body to use secret ballots to elect the body's officers. For example, a common council may use secret ballots to elect a council president, provided council rules do not prohibit such use. There's nothing in the municipal code with regard to common council procedures that prohibits.
We've done this every time.
Okay. Mark your ballot and hand them to the clerk.
With a number down, district number, or whatever we want to write?
We'll figure it out. But don't hand them to me. We don't want any controversies.
Mike Barber. 1. This is Mark. Alderman Dandria and Barber. 3 for Mark Dandria and 2 for Alderman Barber.
So Alderman Dandria retains the presidency. Okay, congratulations. Okay. Move on to the confirmation of Gene Nineman and Francisco Minio. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman
Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Now motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, no absent, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item 4, Andrew Ruffing to the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
I'll make the motion to postpone.
Is that motion approved? Okay, is there a second to that motion? Is there a second? Seeing no second, is there another motion?
I make a motion to accept the nomination of Andrew Ruffing.
Second.
Discussion that motion. I'll open that clerk.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Abstain.
Alderman Mayer.
Yes.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
4 votes. Motion fails due to lack of majority. Then we move on to the mayoral appointments for the common council, confirmations for the aldermen. Essentially, they're all the same position we had before. Is there a separate action? Okay. Is there a motion to approve all the appointments?
Motion to approve all the appointments.
That's 5 through 23.
5.
Just with regard to item E4. The mayor's mention on the record of failure to reach a majority. The numbers are a majority, but the majority required by statute is a majority of all members of the council, which is minimum 4. Only 3 were in favor, and that's why it failed.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Yes. Madam Clerk, this is 5 through 23.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Item F, letters and petitions in your packet, was the response letter to my December letter from Payne and Dolan. Comment from the audience. I will say that out of courtesy of the Common Council, you guys got it first.
I'll make the motion to move forward the correspondence from Payne and Dolan to the Quarry Monitoring Committee.
That was already done this morning.
Okay. Motion made.
Okay. And if council wishes some action on it, we can put it on the agenda or refer to the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Move on to item reports and recommendations, consent agenda. We've got some donations to the fire department in memory of Don Norman, who was constituent of mine in Alderman Dandrea's, a very nice gentleman. Is there a motion to
approve?
I think with your professional opinion, I'll keep the second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a project update for Ballpark Commons. Mr. Zimmerman? Mr. Zimmerman, you did hear some of the questions this evening, so I would be so kind as to do your best to answer them.
I will certainly give it my best to try to answer all of them. There were a lot. So just for first off, thank you, Common Council. Just for context of this piece of the agenda, we were asked to come to this every other Common Council meeting, sometimes every Common Council meeting, just to give an update on the project. So that's the intent. We'll try to keep it to 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll open it up to you guys for any questions that you might have. So I'll start on the north side of the development, north of Rawson, and then I'll turn it over to the Mandel group to talk about what's going on the south side. So I'll start with the Greg, can you grab the map real quick just for people? So, oh, it is on the screen?
You have a pointer?
Oh, yeah, okay, great. So I'm going to start with, do you have videos too?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'll start with the S3 C2 building. So as a reminder, last time we gave an update, said that we were hoping to break ground in June. That still holds true. We were a little secretive on some of the tenants. We still will remain secretive on some of the tenants, but what we do want to communicate tonight is that the developer of this particular parcel is Bolt. So Bolt is, they're a very well-known group. They're out of Appleton, and they're sort of Bolt Construction. There's Bolt Family Office. The Family Office group invests in very strategic things, one of which is healthcare. So they've got a product that they call Health Commons, and there's five of these in the United States. They're very special. It's around accountable care. And what they do is they essentially build real estate around fit-for-purpose, kind of clinical fitness retail, and this is going to be, you know, one of now six in the United States. So it becomes a very special project for our city. So Bolt is highly engaged. Obviously, we have Midwest Orthopedic. That's an anchor tenant. We've got Exos, which is a human performance organization. And if people want to know who Exos is, we're going to be coming out with a press release. But if you go to teamexos.com, you can understand who they are. They're a $400 million company. We also have a letter of intent with a very large, well-known national fitness retail organization that is coming in, and then are in very serious discussions with a large healthcare system that you would know well. So we've got enough now, or I say we, Bolt, has enough now where they're going to break ground in June, and we're sort of marching forward with that as the intent. And that's about a $20 million project. If we move to the S2, C3, C4 building, what I'd like to do is just talk about that partnership too, which I did not mention last time, but I'm happy to mention it today. And then we'll do a video, because one of the requests that we got is these are interesting visuals, but if you could show us a bit more of what this thing's going to look like, that would be helpful for other people. So we've got some visuals, some fly-throughs that we think might kind of help paint the picture a bit more. So Gulf is it's a joint venture. When I say Gulf, I'm talking about it's really one business, but it's four products, and it's a joint venture with a group called F Street. F Street is a group that holds a bunch of hospitality components. They also do some financing and some apartments, but they own, you would know them as Pizza Man, Timmer's, MKE Brewery. They just opened a space that just won an award downtown next to Pfizer called Glass and Griddle, which also is an event space there. So those folks are our partners, not only from a financial standpoint, but they are our hospitality partner. They understand hospitality, and they'll be handcrafting two restaurants specific for Franklin. It's not going to be a Pizza Man, but there's going to be a pizza concept that will be handcrafted for Franklin, then a taco tequila concept. So we're very proud of that partnership. We look forward to that breaking ground in June as well. So with that as a backdrop, what I think what we do is just show you what it's going to look like. I think, Mark, you just have to pause, but this is the state of the matter.
Yeah,
how do I get music to, do I just hold the mic to? Okay, so that's Lux Golf. The next piece that we'll talk about, and we've got a visual for this as well, is the stadium, which again is, as a reminder, it's a home to both UW-Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Milkmen. Two bits of unfortunate news. One is, and I'm sure you've read about it, is we've had to delay the opener until June 24th, which is a month back. And the reason for that is, there's really two pieces. One is just extraordinary winter conditions. The other is we lost about a week trying to get our permit that I would put back on our team, the building permit. So we are part of the American Association. So the work that we do many times has to be approved by the American Association. So we sat down with them and they felt very passionately that the first fan experience had to be top-notch and that it was in everybody's best interest to push it to June 24th. So that's bad news number one. The other bad news is we thought we had a verbal agreement with Carlos Zambrano. You remember that name from the Chicago Cubs on Friday. Unfortunately, he signed with our arch nemesis, the Chicago Dogs, today. So that's unfortunate, but we're disappointed in that. But with that as a backdrop, you know, we're still really excited about we reached out to corporate partnerships, all the season ticket holders, and you know, people are pretty understanding in terms of kind of where we're at. So the next is going to be a visual of the stadium.